A fixture from another war, the Cold War, has died. Jean Kirkpatrick rose to prominence during the Reagan era. She served as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 1981 to 1985, and she had a huge influence on President Reagan's foreign policy. Kirkpatrick advocated supporting third world dictators who were anti-communist as a way to win the Cold War. I spoke earlier with Ambassador Kenneth Adelman. He served as Kirkpatrick's deputy at the U.N., and I asked him whether Jean Kirkpatrick's philosophy has endured.
It's a different era right now, and so I don't think it's applicable to what we have today. What is wonderful about Jean, and I love being her deputy for 2 years, was her sense of humor and her compassion. I mean, she did things in private among ourselves that were both funny and warm-hearted, and that wasn't the image that everybody had of her, but it's certainly the image of me and my family who knew her since 1975, and she's been a very, very dear friend till a week ago when we last saw her.
She was quite outspoken. I think some people say that she out-Maggie Thatchered Maggie Thatcher.
She was outspoken, and because she had a brilliant mind and she was very forthright. But what people didn't see is how compassionate she was.
Tell me how she influenced other key members of the foreign policy establishment and how she influenced the members who are serving now. John Bolton, for example, who is currently the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., but though not for long, and how she's influenced current foreign policy. Where can we see the hands of Jean Kirkpatrick?
First of all, she influenced foreign policy at the time because Ronald Reagan was wild about her. So when Jean spoke, Ronald Reagan really listened, I think more so than he listened to his first Secretary of State, Al Haig, and that was one of the problems that Haig had in both his relationship with Reagan and his relationship with Jean. Secondly, she was unapologetic about American values, and in that, I think it's carried over to President George W. Bush. When you read Bush's second inaugural address on the blessings of freedom and liberty and how everybody around the world is entitled to the choice of what to believe and to throw the rascals out if they do a bad job and what to worship, then Jean was unapologetic about that, which is why Reagan loved her so much.
And what did she think about what's going on in Iraq today?
She was not in favor of going into Iraq, unlike me and many others of our ilk. And she was very reasonable and very nice about it. And we had dinner and talked about it and everything like that. And after that time, she was just hoping it would succeed a lot better than it succeeded now. But I think that Jean should be remembered as a pioneer woman, a woman who really cut a large swath in foreign affairs, a woman who came from Normal, Oklahoma, with no great family distinction, got her PhD on her own, wrote books about women in politics on her own, taught Georgetown, that's where I first met her in the early 70s, and was a phenomenal best professor I ever had. And then because of Ronald Reagan's gift of not caring very much about party politics, in the sense of Jean was a very staunch Democrat, he really liked Jean and her unapologetic enthusiasm for American values and offered her the key role of ambassador to the United Nations. And Jean took it up with a determination and a gusto that was just wearing if you were her deputy, as I was for all those years.
Well, Ambassador Kenneth Adelman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Ambassador Kenneth Adelman. He served under Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld in the Ford administration, and he was Deputy U.N. Ambassador under Jean Kirkpatrick. Jean Kirkpatrick is dead at the age of 80.